If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. And last week, we asked people in our audience to come up with some questions that were not, you know, that they were gnawing on. And I thought this was really cool. And we got a question from Chris Maluszewski. Chris, I hope I pronounced your name right. If not, you know what? Put the spelling in the chat and we'll go from there. So you get my apologies right off the bat. You know, my name used to be Bakarovich. It's now Baker. It's a lot easier for me to be able to pronounce. You know, his question was, what is the employer's responsibility for mental health for their teams? And I think that this is a critical thing to be thinking about. I was lucky enough to work with health authorities across Canada for 15 years on smoking cessation, alcohol awareness, drug addiction, and mental health issues. And, you know, being able to understand the stresses that companies either have inflicted upon them or they self-inflict that end up being pushed down to the individual employees is a critical thing for organizations to think. Now, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, it was suck it up, buttercup. You know, stand up, dust yourself off, move on. And if you don't like the way it is, hey, listen, you know what? There's the door. Go find something that's easier for you to do. And that was really leadership. That was management style. You know, this is the way we are. This is who we are. This is what we do as an organization. If you can't handle it, there's the door. Well, that has led to a lot of really bad blood, a lot of disengagement. I mean, disengagement in companies today is over 70%, which means 70% of people that work for companies basically dial it in at one level or another. There's a large percentage of those people that sit there with a resume in hand and their attitude, if something better comes along, I'm gone. And that costs companies a fortune. Every time you have to replace a key employee, it's $100,000 or more. If you have to replace a leader within a company, it's 2.5 times an average salary. The money is staggering. It leads to billions of dollars a year in North America in terms of lack of productivity, in terms of, you know, health and safety issues, in terms of days, you know, forced days off, union issues. There is an enormous amount of money that is being spent unnecessarily because we are not addressing people's, you know, health issues. And I think we got to know on this. So Sia, let's go.
So shout out Chris, who, love you, my friend. He is a founder of the Walking Tall movement. So for those that have experienced anything traumatic in your life, they are huge advocates for mental health and mental wellness. So if you guys want, if anyone in the business world, trust me, talk to those guys, they get it. He's also the founder of Hail Hail Auction. So he also supports nonprofits and helps fundraise for them as nice. An auctioneer. And it's interesting because he had switched over in his careers in a world where it's all about giving back in some capacity. It was a way to get for him to achieve his mental health balance. Right. So he did suffer, unfortunately, a tragedy. And I'll let, you know, I don't want to speak on behalf of Chris, but Let's just say he is so much more keenly aware of the importance of mental health than I think most of us are. But I also believe because of his advocacy, people like you and me, Ben, we grew up in a different generation. We, mm-hmm. we And good, bad, ugly, and different, our generations are kind of moving out the business world. So there's definitely a societal shift towards really, really understanding that there is a need for you to have mental breaks for your sanity's sake. You can't always be going full throttle. It's just not healthy. It's not healthy for the organism, right? Like they talk about with that fight or flight type thing. Well, our generations are always in that fight mode. We don't fly mode. We're always in that fight, in that reactionary, always hyper aware. You know that quadrant that they talk about, right? Like high stress, high whatever. It's just not a healthy way to be. So, you know, thank you very much for posing that question, Chris, because I know I'm a workaholic personally, and I don't know if I'm because I am a you know, a victim of my upbringing, if you want to call it that, of my experiences. I don't know any other way. Or is it my personality too, right? Like I have a tendency to go hyper. Like if I'm into something, you can't stop me. The problem is if I'm also not interested in something, you can't start me. You know what I mean? So,
There is no cattle prod big enough to be able to start see if it's something she doesn't really want to do.
trust me, like, oh, if I move this camera on, you'd see what a show the rest of this room looks like. But yeah, no, I think there is a very importance now. If we want to really embrace the corporate work relationship or entrepreneurial relationships that we have with our clients, our teammates, our superiors in business, you know, in a corporate setting, you really need to be centered within yourself in order to achieve that success that we're all looking at. And again, it kind of, we've talked about this so many times, but man, if you don't know who the heck you are, how do you expect to perform at 100% capacity? If
Oh,
you are,
exactly.
if you're, and again, guilty, raise your hand, everyone give me applause, do this on the chat. If you are guilty of constantly giving from an empty well and then getting bitter about it, right? Like I'm not gonna lie, right now I'm going through this transition where I worked my butt off on a lot of things, and you know, good, bad, ugly, and different. Did I communicate myself well? Did I stop myself to say, hey, you're getting burnt out, like slow your roll down, go do something different? Like it's easy to blame. You know, it's easy to get angry at situations, but seriously, sometimes you have to look in that mirror and be like, but whose fault ultimately was it to do the decisions that you made to that is making you feel the way you are? And this doesn't mean if you have a, you know, manager or whatever that gives you a ton of tasks and you're like, but I've got all this work to do. I understand that that needs to get done, but at the same time, there's ways you can say, hey, all these tasks you've given me that need to be done in a certain amount of time. For this week, give me the top three that must be done this week, and then we'll prioritize it accordingly. So yeah, I'll go through the 100 tasks, but what are the top 10 that needs to get done immediately? And then I will give you the time frame and timeline. And you're not saying you're not going to do the work, but you are setting the boundaries and communicating how that work will get done
Well,
versus
what gets sat what
fire.
gets sat sacrificed for now? You know, what's urgent versus what's important? It's urgent versus important. And you sit there and say, you know, in business today, everything seems to be a 911. It's whatever's in front of you is the most important thing at the moment. Is it? The question is it in reality? And I think that we as world say, that's fine. I've got five things on my plate. You've just given me two. What two do you want me to take off my plate in order for me to get those other two that are absolutely more important done? I'm happy to give up two to be able to get these things done, but something has to give. And I think
Yes.
we as workers need to be able to communicate. I love the meme, and I wish I could show it, but it's North American versus European out of office. North American out of office is, hi, I'm having eye surgery this afternoon. I'm available up till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I'm going in for prep. I should be done in about an hour. And then I'll be back in the office about 3:30. If you need me in the meantime, please text me.
Text.
The European is,
I'm out.
I'm going on vacation. I'll be back in September.
Exactly.
And I think it really tells the difference of philosophy of work of that. Yes, work is important, but they're also what's really important is the ability to take a time away from work to mentally recharge, to refocus, to spend time with your family, to spend time away from the problems of the office. So when you come back, you're not doing this. I remember I went to Portugal. This is going back 30 years ago. Yeah, almost 25 years ago. We went to Portugal, and this is before social media, this is before all that kind of stuff. And I told there was two rules. One, I told my staff, if anything comes in, handle it. If I need to get on a plane and come home, you have my phone number. Do not dial this number unless I need to get on a plane and come home. Done. Nobody phoned me. Great. Problem number one solved. Number two, I didn't bring a laptop. I didn't bring anything. I came back to 3,500 emails. Okay. I deleted every single one of them. And then I sent out an email to my entire database that said, "Hi, I just came back from 2 or 3 weeks in Portugal, had a wonderful time. There's 3,500 emails. I've deleted them all. If there's anything that's still important that has not been dealt with that you need to know my personal attention to, please either call me or email and I will deal with it immediately." I had 30 emails that say, "Oh my God, I wish I had the guts to do that." And I had four things that needed to be dealt with. And think of the time and the energy that I saved myself. And the days of sifting through minutiae of emails just to get to that point. And we all need to sit there and say, what are I hate the word hacks, but what are the hacks that we can create within our lives that enable us to be as productive as we need to be without creating strains on our mental capacity?
I love that. I love everything about that. And it's interesting because you just triggered a thought in my brain, which is, there's that whole, Karen, things, I need to talk to your manager mentality, right? That entitlement. Raise your hand, you guys, if you're guilty of like, I sent out an email or I sent out a text and I was expecting a response at a certain amount of time. What we're really unconsciously saying is my time is more valuable. I demand you reply to me instantaneously. And the problem is because we're in that 24/7 attitude of things, that's why we're in that stress of having to always be up and available and spot on and all that. Like, and that is not good for your mental health, right? And this is what we're boiling it down to. And it's so as much as we need to set the boundaries for ourselves to accept that, wait, I cannot be on call 24/7, we cannot expect others to be 24/7 responsive to us as well. And I love that you say, like, hey, if you sent me a message while I was on vacation or I was gone this weekend, I'm probably gonna delete it. If it's an emergency, I'm coming back on this day. Email me on this day and let me know, or call me on this day, let me know. What a way to set the tone in your communications with people. And you know what? I got it to I'm gonna people raise your hand. Give me applause if you're gonna do it. We should probably do like a therapy group of like, did you set your boundary today? And replying someone. You know who would do the irony? I just thought of that, Ben. That we do this call to action of like, give me an applause or whatever. I just demanded something like immediately. Like
Well, you know what? You did, but that's okay. What you're thinking about is talking about setting boundaries and communicating more effectively. Are we communicating effectively with our clients and with the people saying, "Hey, listen, I'm going on vacation in 3 weeks. I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks. I'm going on vacation on 1 week." It says, "I will be gone from this date to this date and unavailable on my voice or my voicemail, and also on my out of office." And people sit there. It's in your signature file for 3 or 4 weeks prior to going on vacation. And while you're on vacation, "I'm out of office. Please contact this person while I'm away. I will not be checking my email. I will be back on this date." and set that date. If you're supposed to be back on Monday, set it for Wednesday.
Oh yeah, give yourself yeah.
Give
You know.
yourself 48 hours when you walk in the door to deal with the minutiae that's been gone while you were on vacation, because something will come up. And
Yeah.
if you set expectations that I will be responding to people on the Wednesday when I get back to the office, and you get back on Monday, that gives you 48 hours to deal with the 911s and to also be able to deal with the minutiae that you have to deal with. So it's about setting your own expectations and setting expectations for others and communicating it in a way that enables people to sit there and say, oh, okay, this is what I can expect from this person. They're going to be away for 3 weeks. I need to make sure I get everything in 2 weeks ahead of time in order to make sure that they deal with it before they walk out the door.
I don't know if the technology exists, but it would be fun to get an automatic video response. Like if you get an email, like, so I'm not saying it's in the attachment because no one ever opens attachments. It's got to be like a you email and then you get an email response back, out of office, but it's an actual video that says, play me, like, think. Like, I wonder if there is. I'm
You can
sure
do
there is.
that. Why not? All it is creating an image and having it as a linked as a linked image.
As a hyper, yeah, I guess. Oh, I
As a
guess you could
hyperlink
do that. That's true,
image.
because that would be kind of fun to like, hey,
Here's
tropical drink in hand.
me with a Mai Tai,
Yeah,
guess
see
what?
this? There's no connectivity to this Mai
That's
Tai,
right.
or
So
even better.
my cell phone was left at the office 3 weeks ago. You can ca try calling me. I don't have
So
it.
I just feel like my response after this is probably not what you want to hear unless you want a good laugh,
That's right.
Yeah. No, but okay, on that note, but I think that's really important for mental health to really understand not only are we setting your boundaries for yourself, right?
Yeah.
But also be very clear that you too are also feeding into the stress of others. So when we're demanding, feedback or whatever that is that you need back from others, we may unknowingly be unwittingly contributing to someone else's mental health dilemmas, right? So,
Exactly.
and if anything, guys, please, 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 you're not alone. There's always a tribe. There's always a community. If it's not your friends or family or colleagues, trust me, it's, I always think of like, there's something to be said about if you're having a great day, just smile at someone at a restaurant because you never know what kind of day they're having. And maybe that those little gestures cost nothing. It costs literally what 20 smile muscles, 250 or whatever to go, now don't do that. That might freak people out.
And
But
don't yell at service people, because guess what? They have enough stress life in their life anyway. They, don't go full Karen on people. And
No.
I'm just going to leave it at that. So let's say don't go full Karen on people, communicate effectively, set expectations, and use technology when technology works. So let's leave it there. I'm Ben,
Them see ya.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeanmedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.